today's No Sweat News. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's rock and roll. And tomorrow, by the way, No Sweat News quiz is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the Metallica S&M 2 collection on vinyl. Very sweet. Plus, 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and a Rat Radio bandana coming your way if you win the quiz.
That's all fantastic stuff that I know lots of people are clamoring for, the Rat bandana, and who doesn't want that Metallica box set?
Dude, on vinyl, that's sweet.
You kidding me?
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here it comes. You will not win a Jelly Belly factory in this contest.
No.
In an update on a No Sweat News story earlier this week, no, it's not happening. I mean, it's happening, but it's a bunch of BS. The guy is a fraud.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm going to tell it like it is. I didn't know this at the time, but it turns out this guy, David Klein, remember this dude's Willy Wonka thing where...
Yeah.
For $50, you can win a, there's one necklace in every state, and for $50, you get the clues, you find the necklace, and then you're in the drawing to win a Jelly Belly factory.
Yeah, I remember very well.
It's a bunch of BS.
Well, thanks a lot, because I went to that website, I put in my information.
You were lied to.
And I got and I applied for that.
Here's what happened. Jelly Belly just put out this note.
Oh, no.
While David Klein was indeed part of the founding of their company, he sold his stake 40 years ago.
Oh, 40 years ago?
He owns a different candy company called Spectrum Confections, who make Jelly Belly knockoffs.
Oh, David Klein, you had me.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited for this real-time Willy Wonka challenge.
Even when the founding of the company, they say he was really just an independent third party when he came up with the name Jelly Belly. So they gave him a stake.
Oh, wow. It's pretty awesome, though.
It's a bunch of horse crap. So if you win the contest, you win a Spectrum Confections Jelly Bean Factory.
I don't want it.
No, not a Jelly Belly.
I don't want the Jelly Belly.
You've been lied to, people, again and again.
I mean, Spectrum, I've never even heard of that. That sounds like some sort of cell phone
Spectrum
company.
Plus, if you go to the Spectrum website, the dude's got, like, documentaries on himself posted.
Ooh.
He's like this.
I like that, though.
He's like a Joe Exotic wannabe, I think.
Oh, no.
I'm picking up fruitcake left and right out of this.
He's the wild man of jelly beans.
Certainly a waste of time. Now, to story number two. What do you think? You think, How do you feel? Have you met any young girls named Karen lately? Well, it turns out all the talk about Karens has completely destroyed the name Karen.
Oh, God.
We have the latest data to prove it from the Social Security Administration. The name Karen, it wasn't very popular to begin with, but the name Karen went from 637th most popular name for girls in 2018 to 660th. Last year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the lowest ranking it's had since 1929.
Oh.
I'm seeing 700s by time 2020 rolls through.
I don't think that. They might not crack the top 1,000. I think the name Karen's in big, big trouble. And I actually have at least, I would say, two relatives.
Here's the deal.
Named Karen.
Naming your girl Mohammed is going to be higher than naming your girl Karen next year.
I want to say that two Karens I know are pleasant.
Here's the deal. Here's what the numbers actually mean. 660th most popular means only 438 newborn girls were named Karen last year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've even seen some people try to say make the Karen be a slur. I'm like, excuse me. Not everyone is going to jump the line of redheaded people who have been called everything from soulless gingers to this or that. I'm waiting for...
You're maintaining that if I call you a ginger, it's worse than if I call you a Karen?
Ginger,
I don't know if I'd go with that.
Slur.
I think Karen is so bad.
With it as a redheaded gentleman who doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. Well, I still think Karen is worse than ginger, if you don't mind me saying.
But
which ain't saying much, but.
All right. Ours has been around for a while, though.
That's true. But now even you can heap on Karen.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
No.
I love when I get to join in the party.
Jeez,
love it when I get to join in the hate party.
You should have seen the smile on David's face.
Look, it's now, you know, I... if you have any kind of difference with people, you get some label. You just got to deal with it sometimes and maybe thicken that skin a little.
That's what's made America great lately.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here you go. Story number three for the No Sweat News Quiz. A woman has set the Guinness record for eating jelly donuts.
I do love a good jelly donut, though.
The video kind of turns me on. I'm going to be honest.
That's disturbing, though.
It's very disturbing.
I'm talking about you, not the video.
Oh, no. I have a whole new topic for the therapist now.
Yeah. Scary as hell.
I got turned on by a woman eating jelly donuts.
Okay. Wow.
All right, Dave. You check it out and you tell me.
I'm so nervous.
Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1. Let's go. Yeah, good. Faster than this, then. Let's go.
She is stuffing the jelly donuts in her mouth. Here she is introducing her video. It's
Hi, my name is Leah Shetkiva, and today I'm going to be attempting the Guinness World Records title for the most jam donuts eaten in 3 minutes. The current record is 6 donuts.
And?
I'm not allowed to lick my lips, and between each donut, I have to open my mouth to show the camera that my mouth is empty. Pretty. I'm so nervous.
Pretty. Oh, believe it.
It's unbelievable.
All right, it's done. Yeah.
Ready?
It's in.
Oh. Ready.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
And there they go. Okay, I'm going to need a moment.
Those donuts. By the way, this is good because now we can say, like, eat those donuts in a very creepy way and not get in trouble.
The jelly filling.
Eat those donuts.
Something is dripping down her. Now,
ooh,
how
you
many
got a little powder on your chin, sweetheart.
Here's what she ate. See if you can beat this. She ate 10 jelly donuts in 3 minutes.
10 jellies, 3 minutes. I say, that's actually great. Jelly donuts, believe it or not, are one of my favorites.
Yeah.
10, because it's a big donut.
It's impressive.
Did she have a glass of milk, may I inquire?
No milk.
Wow.
And for some reason, there was a rule where she couldn't lick her lips.
I don't think I could get through it without the glass of milk present. Outside of that, I would have to tap out at about 5.
See the video at facebook.com/95.9therat or at 95.9therat or on Twitter, or just go to our website and go to the pit. That's the No Sweat News for today, Thursday, September 10th. Tomorrow, the No Sweat News quiz comes your way. That's where we put 4 stories on the air. 3 were actually part of our No Sweat News feature, and 1 I'm going to make up today
a little after 4:20.
Oh, boy.
And if you can spot the phony story, you got a great shot at winning the Metallica SNM vinyl release, the stack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.